You're listening to the Young Opportunist Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast and another episode of Building the Young Opportunist. This is a segment where we dive into a selected topic within the self-development, business or investing space in hopes of providing you with educational content in a short form podcast episode. We also use this episode to look back on what's happened in the past fortnight whilst building this platform. It's been a little bit longer than a fortnight. Actually the first episode of 2023.
Yes.
So keen to get back into it.
And we have a lot to cover as well, especially from our trip in Melbourne. So yep. That was in November last year. And I think that's going to really evolve around this conversation today. So what did we get up to?
In November 2022, we went to Melbourne. This is honestly such a fun trip. We learned a lot. We interviewed four of our previous guests. So we had Michael Batko, Owen Rass, Josh Reyes, and Ethan Fleming. All very different podcasts, like all very different individuals. But I think it was such a good opportunity to actually meet them in person, firstly. We loved like connecting with them in person as well. It's so different to over Zoom.
Taught us how these events would actually go about in a logistical way.
Yeah.
Because there was a lot to organize.
A lot of planning.
I guess the bigger you are, you have logistical people looking after that.
Yeah.
But even planning like flights and like extra baggage and like how heavy is our gear going to be. So we took all our gear down, all our podcast gear, and the plan was we had 3 days.
Yeah.
Four guests, but we had 5 interviews because we had a double header with Owen.
Yeah.
So trying to organize where everyone was in Melbourne. Luckily, Melbourne's such a good city in terms of public transport.
Yeah.
We took a few scooter rides. Thank you, Neuron.
Yeah.
Scooters for that. But yeah, logistical nightmare in terms of trying to get everything organized and meeting on time. And then also we wanted to set some time aside with our guests to like have a dinner or lunch together.
Yeah. And basically for every single one of our guests, we kind of locked that in. It's like, oh, and we had such a good dinner. And then we also met for a couple other like meetings, talk about other things. Like he really mentored us in this podcasting world. And then we also had Michael Batko, went for brekkie. Mm. That was awesome. Josh, we went for lunch. And then Ethan, we did the most fucked workout of our lives. I still am scarred from it. To this day, I don't even think like it was a net positive for me. Like in my brain, I think it was like the pain from that memory.
And you were coming down with a bit of a flu.
From the very start,
you were like, oh, nah, it's just like a little bit of like something in my throat. But as the days went on, you were like getting sicker and sicker.
Are you proud of me? Because I didn't maybe because I didn't want us to look bad in front of the guests. But that was fun.
But let's go back to Owen.
Yes.
I guess that was the biggest and most impactful guest that we had like down there in terms of our personal journey with the podcast.
Yeah.
All of them were like we took so much away from in terms of their own pieces of advice. But Owen really poured his heart out to help us figure out our why for this podcast and shed some light into his journey in terms of building Rask Australia to what it is today. Because it's so easy to look at Rask Australia and be like,
yeah,
you know, they're one of the biggest finance podcasts in Australia. That he has courses for every single type of investing.
Over 200,000 monthly listeners. Like, this guy's like the mecca of podcasts. And we had ourselves, like a lot of the time, we're kind of wondering almost like why us to an extent. Like, because obviously, we reached out to him last year and we were able to like interview him when we were kind of just starting out really. Mm. And then when we messaged him to come down to Melbourne, like he offered us the world, like use his studio, come in, meet the crew, like go out for dinner. It was awesome. But in saying that, it was a bit of a mind fuck in general. Like the overall conversation, the amount of information he gave us was so overwhelming.
It was information overload at times. Because as you said, this guy is like the top of the top and we look at him as like an idol and we couldn't believe that we're in his studio, let alone going to some nice restaurant, like discussing over dinner how he's built what he has.
That was sick.
It was unbelievable. Yeah. And I remember that like we had a big day doing 2 back-to-back episodes with him in the morning.
Yeah.
And he said, just work in my studio if you need to edit things like for the rest of the day. So, we're like, righto, we'll take the opportunity.
Mm.
We did like 2 hours after episodes and did a little bit of editing and then we had to run off and meet with Ethan.
Yeah. In St Kilda, which was like, 30 minutes away, 20 minutes away.
So, we like incorporated lunch in there. Anyways, we came back and had dinner. It was a late dinner from like 8, but I remember we finished dinner at like 11.
Yeah.
It was late. And I remember walking, we said bye to Owen and said, like, see you on Friday. I think this was a Wednesday or something. See you on Friday. And Ben and I just said, like, we had to take the scooters to get back to our accommodation. But we said, let's just walk and, like, actually discuss what the fuck happened. Like, honestly, I went to the bathroom one time, we were in dinner, and I was just, like, looking in the mirror and was like, what?
I'm not going to lie, I splashed my face with water.
Because you were sick and tired as well.
I was sick and tired. But also, I was like, fuck. Like, there were times where I would kind of, like, daze out just because, like, my brain wanted me to process what he'd been saying. And then I remember the next day, or I think it was on the Friday, we just had to sit down and write down every single learning that we learned from this trip because otherwise, firstly, we would have, like, forgotten it. But secondly, like, we needed to implement all this type of stuff. And I guess that's kind of where we come up to the identity crisis that we had. So, if you look back to kind of like the second half of 2022, this is where the identity crisis kind of started. We were trying to figure out, like, exactly who our audience was and who we were actually catering for the podcast. And it was really hard because we would go to pick a guest, but we wouldn't know why we were picking them or, like, what were the topics we wanted to cover. So then we were kind of just randomly grabbing from here and there. And then our questions were really random as well because they were coming from a place of, like, what me and Reese kind of wanted to talk about. And then it got to the point where we were just so confused and it made the decision-making around the whole thing impossible. Like, there was no clarity. And that's where it kind of, yeah, everything comes back to is, like, clarity.
And learning that from Ethan.
Yes.
And yeah, we didn't have that. Like, if someone, Ethan and, like, Owen would ask us, like, who's your audience? And we wouldn't be able to answer that simple question.
Yes.
We would come to the sense of saying they're 16 to 28 years old.
Yeah.
Interested in self-development, personal finance, and business. Well, this is why we first started the podcast, is because these were the topics that we were interested in.
Yes.
And I guess we were just, like, stoked that we could have these amazing conversations with these individuals.
Yeah.
And feel so energized from it. We would come away from talking to a guest and be so pumped. But maybe that wasn't what all of our audience would want to hear.
Yes. And, like, when we look back to our first 15 episodes and we firstly look at the people that we selected to interview and then also, well, more so the questions we asked, they were definitely coming from a place of, like, things that we wanted to know. We would say, like, words that people in their everyday probably wouldn't understand.
Have macro economic outlooks episodes.
And people don't care about that either. Like, that was the biggest shock for us is, like, and it's pretty selfish that we even came into the podcast thinking this. Everyone's just going to love what we'd love to talk about.
Yes. Every single man and their dog's going to love. And, like, let's step back to when we first started the podcast.
Yeah.
We loved listening to podcast episodes that got, like, some entrepreneur on that started with nothing and built this amazing company. And we loved, like, hearing about the market and what the market is doing. And I guess that's why, like, podcasts have such a soft spot for the both of us, because we would have amazing conversations off the back of them. And we would just fill us with energy, as I said before. Like, you would find an episode and you would send it to me straight away and say, like, "Rip, like, have a listen to this." And then I'd listen to it. I'd do the same with you. And we'd come together and be like, have this amazing discussion, really in depth about what our thoughts are, like, what can we take away from it. So we're like, let's start this. Let's have these conversations for ourselves.
Yeah.
Interview Australian individuals, or we've interviewed overseas as well, but have these conversations.
It's like we got the energy from the podcast and then the first thing we had to do was just, like, push it onto somebody else because it was just that much, we're just that pumped about every single episode. And I guess the reason we wanted to start the podcast is because we wanted other people to feel like that, and maybe people that don't usually listen to podcasts as well, because, like, we knew the power of what we were learning. Firstly, like, we started listening to podcasts, when we were probably, like, from 17,
yeah, 17,
and now we're 22. And when I think about it, like, these conversations opened our minds up to, like, a whole new future, because we're from Canberra, a pretty small city. But then if you looked at someone who's in a smaller town, who's just in their group of friends from school, like, their parents from the town, like, all these different things, and maybe they just work at the local shop down the road. Mm-hmm. They're never going to hear that, like, some person from, like, a nobody from this certain town started this company and then met this person and then did this and then did this, and now they're the successful person that they are in whatever sense that is. Mm-hmm. Like, it opens up a whole new world to these people that they never would have even knew existed or was possible.
Yeah, their quote unquote reaching potential or their full potential would be doing whatever their parents did or a bit more, yes. a little bit more than that. Not yes. starting something so ambitious that people were like, hey, that's actually not possible. When really it is. They only know what they know.
It's so true. When you think about it, it's quite literally like life-changing stuff because if they didn't, maybe they didn't listen to a podcast or listen to conversations of people that were outside of their zone, then they will literally just go into the path that's set out in front of them. And like these conversations can be the path that, you know, like changes from that.
Mm.
So I think like that's why, and you can hear when we even just the way we talk about podcasts, that's kind of why it has a soft spot in our heart, is because we know how good they are.
And then to take that back to our audience.
Yes.
We did think that every man and their dog age 16 to 28 is going to love this. You'd be stupid not to.
That's literally the conversation we would have though.
But I remember we're driving back from Sydney one day and we're talking about personality types.
Mm.
And I can't remember what personality type we are. But in one of the key, we worked out that we're
protagonists.
Yeah, protagonists. I was probably not trying to keep that maybe explicit so people don't pick out the flaws in our personalities.
Good point.
Because there are a few, only a few.
Yeah, a few.
But one of our flaws is like being so biased in terms of you'd be so passionate about something that you think that everyone else should know that thing.
Mm.
It will stead you in a bad position when you're so passionate about something, trying to force it onto someone that don't want it. The saying, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink.
Yes.
And that's what we've kind of had to realize, that is that all the episodes and all the content that we like, not everyone's going to like it.
Mm.
And that's okay. But if we can find out what our audience wants to hear and find a sweet spot between that and what we're interested in talking about, which I think we have.
Yeah.
And that comes down to, we know that our audience want to be better in whatever that is. If that's in their careers, in their relationships, financially, we know that that's our niche and our audience. And that's what we want. We want to be better in every aspect of our lives. And we think that we can facilitate that through this podcast.
Yes.
And we know we have been able to do that from our previous episodes.
Yeah.
But it's so much more clearer to us.
100%. And I guess like how we're doing that is through three main topics, which is personal finance, personal development, and then business slash entrepreneurship. Because this was a bit of a tough pill for us to swallow, but like we can't compete with a standalone finance podcast like RAS Australia or Equity Mates or even a business podcast like We Study Billionaires, because these are people that we listen to when we really want to dive into a particular topic. So then like we thought to ourselves, who are we to think that we can compete with these massive productions that are dedicated to this one topic? Our, I guess, point of difference is that we're on the journey with our audience to try and reach our full potential also. So I think like that's the way we now want to frame the entire podcast. Every guest that we choose, every question that we ask always comes back to like, how is this going to help someone who's on the journey right now between 16 and 28 to reach their full potential, whether that's in personal finance, within business. We want to give them key takeaways that they can kind of implement in every aspect of their life.
Yeah.
Like almost more principle-based, if anything.
And yeah, take those like broader practical concepts that they can take away and then apply them in their own life, whatever that looks like.
Yes.
Let's like look back onto Richard Maloney, a life coach, and he talks about the idea of brain plasticity.
Yeah.
And things are negative in your life now. It often comes back to when you're brain was wired when you were 7 years old.
Yeah.
Like those key concepts and things that our audience can take away and apply that in their own life is vital.
Or then we look back to like Aaron Anini or Owen Rask in personal finance. We're not talking about, you know, the best ETF that you can invest in or the best, you know, stock of the year. We're talking about value-based spending. We're talking about automating your finances. We're talking about like the broader principles, or like even we want to touch more on like what is an ETF and like what is a stock and how do you find the intrinsic value within a stock? We don't want to kind of dive in too far into the scope of what RASC Australia does, if that makes sense.
100%. This was a lesson that we took away from Ethan as well. And what he does in his own business, Get Going, an online personal training business. He actually writes fake CVs or profiles for his clients. And he'll go into so much detail. Their age, gender, you know, their family, like how many kids do they have?
Like, give me an example.
All right. Carolyn. Carolyn has 3 kids. She might want, her goal is to lose weight. She wants to be healthier. She wants to be fitter. Like, it goes into that.
Yeah.
And that way that they can structure how they can best approach Carolyn. They can identify the best ways that they can find those pain points for Carolyn and shape the advice slash training towards those. Like, maybe if her being a healthy mum is one of her goals to her kids, so she can play soccer and kick the footy and not feel puffed out.
Her why in that case isn't, I want to be fitter. It's like, I want to be fitter for my kids.
Yes. And that why is so much more clear in comparison to, I want to be fitter and I want to be healthier.
Yes.
You can actually feel that. And he really advised us to do this for the podcast. Really, like, imagine our audience. Yes, our audience is 16 to 28 years old, but what are the problems are they feeling? Like, what do they struggle with? And this is like coming back to what you were stating before. This is our best weapon for us. We are on this journey together. Like, we know the problems. We know that when we were in college, we have no clue what we were doing. We know right now we have no clue what we're doing. Like, we know that we need to learn these vital concepts. But what are these concepts?
Like, we know we feel overwhelmed right now because we have so many things like at us at every single moment. We know that you don't have time to look at your personal finance or your budget, even though every single person is telling you you have to. We know you don't have, you know, time in every week to transfer money over, and that's why we're telling you to automate your finance. Like, there's just like,
yes.
We're on this exact same journey.
And this is why we will tailor fit our questions for you guys, because at the start, when we said we were so unclear on that audience, like, we would write these high-level questions and questions that we really wanted to hear. And obviously, we're going to incorporate that in our future questions.
Yes.
But we always have on the back of our mind. Like, I remember our recent episode with Great Rap. That was only like 2 weeks ago. We started to go on this mad like business tangent and say like, oh, this is so sick. They've got $24 million of funding, two young like couple from Melbourne. Like, let's talk about this and how they've built this business. And then we're like, wait a minute. Would our audience really like to hear that?
Yeah.
You know, a person not interested in business, would they love to hear that? And we're like, how can we incorporate questions for our broader audience that aren't interested in business, but they can take away practical tips and tricks?
Mm.
And we thought like, well, Geordie K, the co-founder and co-CEO, he would have like a really cool story. So we wanted to talk about like self-imposter syndrome and like how did you deal with that? Feeling uncertain or like not knowing or, you know, how does he stay present? Like, things like this, anyone can take concepts away from and apply them in their own life.
I think we even wrote it up on the board. What would our audience actually want to take away from this episode? And like, I think we've just got to do that every single time because we do go on tangents quite a lot.
Yes.
Because we're just stoked about the guests and we love researching them and then thinking about how we can best seep every bit of value out of them. But we go on these little tangents and then we get so deep that like it only really brings maybe value for like 10 people out of our listeners.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's going to be a massive work on and it's like we're going to get better at it as we go on.
Yeah.
It's just good that we've identified it now. I wish we identified it earlier on, but we were just kind of going along with the journey.
Totally.
Moving things around to see what clicked.
And like, I think this is our why. Yes, that was very convoluted. But at the start of the podcast, our why was coming from a place where probably more of a selfish place. Like, we really wanted to do these interviews and have these conversations. And of course, we still want to do that. But we've now seen the value and taking from our what we were talking about before about the energy we get from listening to these podcasts and hearing these new things. And we wanted to make sure that everyone between 16 and 28 that are chasing their potential and want to become the best version of themselves actually get the opportunity to listen and learn from these successful people in their own right, like across those three tiers, personal finance, personal development, and entrepreneurship. And like that really drives us, like that motivates us so much.
Yes.
Knowing that we can kind of be that vessel, but also it's still coming from a selfish place because we're on the journey as well. We want to learn this stuff just as much as you do.
Mm. And what I'm so grateful for is like having people in my network that I can have these discussions with.
Mm.
And I'm even more grateful that I can have these discussions with the pod in the podcast with like people we would never ever dream of talking to.
Yes.
Like Owen Rask. Every single guest that we've had on, like I would have never have dreamed to talk to them before.
Yeah.
And what I'm coming back to is like this podcast, The Young Opportunists, will allow those people that don't have individuals in their network that they can talk about these topics or get into these deep level conversations.
Mm.
They can listen to them firsthand. And, you know, that you can provide input when we like send questions out. We really want to like build this platform and brand to a sense where it's like it feels like a real community and people put up questions and they're struggling with something and they like, they can hand it to us and we were like, all right, we'll send that question straight across and that's going to be a part of our episode. Like, that's our dream. Have this community that everyone really wants to be better and everyone's pushing each other to be better.
Yeah.
And growing, like, not in a bad way. And, you know, we can always reach out to our community and it does feel like a community. Like, everyone puts in as much as they get out.
Yes, totally. Everyone knows that your circle matters so much, but people... It's so hard to find that circle of people that are like wanting to give more to you rather than like take away. People are stuck in those same groups coming out of high school, which is totally fine. But there are those people that are wanting to kind of push past that because they know internally they want to reach their full potential, whatever that is.
Mm.
So, I guess for this podcast, yes, we're a podcast, but we want to make this so much bigger. And like what we see for this podcast is having a community where it's not just online either. Like one day we want to have events where networking events where people can actually meet our guests as well and talk to each other and, you know, exchange ideas. And then who knows what businesses can be made from that.
Yeah. Even.
Like we want to kind of be almost like an incubator for like new ideas and like new connections as well. And then also the fitness component. Like we'd love to have huge fitness kind of like events where people can come together and do something hard and push past their perceived limits because so much connection comes in like a big fitness challenge as well.
Yeah. As we said, like when we first started it, there's the opportunities, excuse the pun, from this podcast are endless in terms of like the opportunities that we could do. Like as you just said, like merchandise as well. Mm. We really want to dive into that space and build this community out. I think that's the most important. Like, personally, we want that.
Yeah.
To have this inner circle that are filled with people that are energized to be better and energized to educate themselves and learn new things.
Mm.
We would love that.
We honestly just can't wait like for what's to come because I know there's like endless opportunities, as you said, and possibilities. And I think, yeah, it's so exciting.
To talk about that, which kind of brought up a really good point. From this journey of us building this podcast, we wouldn't have thought that any of this was possible.
Mm.
At the start, there's no way we would have thought we could talk with Owen. At the start, there's no way we could build the audience to what it is today and have these relationships with individuals and, you know, have mates that we have these conversations about how to be better as a person and how to have those tough conversations with your boss or, you know, loved ones. And the more that we like slowly tick away and achieve things, we know that like the sky, as cringe as it sounds, the sky is like your limit in terms of there's so much more that we can achieve. And when we tick one thing off, we always ask like, what's next?
Yeah.
In every part, even getting around the technical skills. We didn't back ourselves in terms of like getting this podcast started.
100%.
But now it's like really sketching out those skills and really like nailing down on how we can be the best editor. How can we be the best questionnaire to ask or...
It's so true. So, from all of that, and it was a bit of a brain dump from both of us because I think we needed to do that for ourselves, but also I think we've kind of left our listeners in the dark as well. Because we've been on this massive kind of mini existential crisis as to like who we are, who the podcast is, where do we sit within like people's lives and like what impact do we want to make?
And that could just be a massive brain dump and we could listen to this episode and think, what the fuck were we talking about?
And we are not going to publish it.
But I think it's part of the journey. Like, yeah. And we're going to, this episode will be here for us to look back on when who knows where we are in that future self.
100%.
And we think like, whoa, like look how lost we were talking about. And this is when we first, like, we were so lost, but we've kind of, we know that our audience is this and we know where we want to be. This could be a defining moment.
I love it. So, I guess, like, wrap it up, what we're doing moving forward. Firstly, our guest selection and when we ask questions is mainly framed around, like, our true why. And then, secondly, we've kind of wanted to figure out our branding as well. So, that's another thing we're kind of moving towards. We've reached out to a couple, like, marketing agencies to try to figure out a new marketing kit. So, within, I guess, like, the Young Opportunist, those are kind of the main things that we're kind of moving towards in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, we know that's important. Like, we nearly started the podcast officially nearly exactly like 2 years ago. We kind of started it just had no idea on branding, and we got in touch with a good mate and set us up in terms of like a logo, but we didn't really have any like clear fonts or colors. If we want to grow this podcast to the level that we do and have the community that we want, we think it's vital.
Yeah,
for a branding refresh. Get fonts, colors, logos, you name it.
Mainly for clarity, I think.
Yeah, clarity. And also, like, it turns the page into another chapter, I guess.
Yes.
This is the refresh and the uplift that we need.
So true. The first chapter was definitely, like, figuring our way through it, stumbling across, learning all the little things that come with the podcast. But now I think, like, been lucky enough to be able to take a step back and I think, like, out of the... like the weeds of it all. I used to always say that analogy. But into like kind of a new chapter of how we can grow this and best service like our audience.
Yes. Things to look forward to this year. Europe.
Mm.
You've got a big trip booked.
Yeah.
Do you want to touch on that?
Yeah. So, from May, late May, heading over to Europe for 4 months, which is a big chunk of the year. Really looking forward to it. Obviously, with COVID, I was meant to go in 2020. That got messed up for obvious reasons. Keen to kind of just take a step back, if anything, from my everyday life.
Mm.
And obviously, been working full-time for the past 4 years in the public service, which I don't think is 100% what I want to do in my future. But it's so easy to get just like stuck in there and like kind of have your blinders on and be around the same people every day that may be exactly what they want to do. So I'm really excited to kind of take a step back and just have some fun, like a lot of new experiences as well.
Yeah, 100%.
With the podcast front, we've got a lot to do in the next couple months. Lucky enough, Owen, when we're in Melbourne, said that we could, you know, maybe seep off some of his previous guests.
Yeah, and connect us with them. So, we're really grateful for that.
Mm.
So, we're going to really try and backlog some episodes, pump them out of the way so that when you're away, it makes it a lot easier. And then just do the editing before.
Yeah.
And they'll kind of be like, there'll still be work to do, but it won't be like doing 8 episodes.
Exactly.
So, yeah, that's what we're kind of, that's where we're at now. That's what we're working on. But it's
what
gonna
about
be-
you? You've got a big year as well because obviously you finished uni last year.
Mm.
I don't know if everyone knows this.
Yeah. Officially not a uni student, so we can't really say that in our two uni students trying to... When we send out emails, we usually say we're two best mates and uni students.
trying to get the sympathy from our guests.
We can't really say that anymore. So, yeah, I finished uni and I've gone into the private sector doing consulting. So, I'm still really figuring that out. In terms of if that's what I really want to do, it's really been, I've enjoyed it, but still, yeah, figuring that all out. For now, like, I am really enjoying it. There's so much to learn, new skills, and, you know, some really interesting people in the workplace. So, that's my kind of journey in the career-wise, figuring all that out.
It's like anyone, right? Like, everyone's kind of, especially when you're getting to, like, 22, 23, like when you're 18, 19, you can kind of talk shit and be like, I'm going to do this when I'm older. I'm going to do this when I'm older. And then when you get into your early 20s, like that's why people say early 20s is so strange because you're met with everything that you talked about you wanted to do with the social pressure of what everybody else is doing. Mm. And also when you add in like needing to make money, or at least the pressure to need to make money. Like, it's such a strange, strange time.
Unclear.
So unclear.
And quite stressful at times. Like, if you look too far into the future.
100%.
And catch yourself, like, not being present.
Mm.
And thinking too much into things. Like, I know us personally, we think about so many things and there's so many things on our mind, like, 24/7. And a lot of people are the same. But you kind of just need to... I definitely need to not look so far into the future and just have these like milestones that, or North Star that I'm trying to work towards. And that middle bit between me and that North Star is so unclear, but that's fine.
Yeah.
Like, as long as we're turning up and wanting to be better in whatever way that looks.
Yeah.
I think we're on the right path.
100%.
I hope so.
I hope so.
But coming back to Europe quickly, I'm excited for you because, you know, you might meet a Sherpa, a random Sherpa, and you might get on this alchemist journey, but you never know, like, what opportunities could be there over for you. And you might, like, you might be having a shower in this random European country, this little town, maybe not even a shower, maybe a cold one.
Mm.
And this random idea or this random person you could be talking to.
In the shower with me?
Take that back, take it back. Maybe you're on a hike.
Yeah.
And you're on you would love this storytelling. Ben loves like looking out in the mountains and being really majestic. Imagine you stand there and just like meeting someone and an opportunity arises in a business sense or like something out of this world.
Mm.
Like you never know what could happen over there.
Yeah. So, I can't wait. And I really hope that I meet a Sherpa who tells me exactly what I need to do in my life. But who knows? I might come back woke. As fuck. We might not even be able to do this podcast together, you know, because I've left you behind with all my wokeness.
Yeah.
But it's going to be, yeah, I'm just like really looking forward to it. Just taking a step back. I think that's, it's important to do in general.
Yeah.
Like for anybody. It's like so easy to just get wrapped up.
And I wonder, we could think of ways to incorporate that into like share that with the audience.
Mm.
If they are like, you know, weekly thoughts.
Yeah.
From your journal or something. I know we talked about how you wanted to journal a lot over there.
Yeah.
And you're going to have a lot of time to think. So maybe we could do like a Twitter post where it's like your weekly thoughts from Europe, like Ben's weekly thoughts from Europe or something.
Maybe on the piss for like the whole week.
Yeah.
So there may be some pretty like dead thoughts. But I'm sure I can scrounge some brain cells together.
No, you definitely will. So, I guess we should wrap it up there. That might be a long-winded episode. We haven't looked at the time duration for this. There's a lot to break down and I guess we know our why. We're really excited, which is really good for us personally, but also for you guys. We want to make this the best possible podcast that we can and we're excited to interview amazing guests and give you valuable content to take away. So, if there was anything that sparked interest in this episode or you want to like ask us a question or anything, feel free to message us or DM us on Instagram. But also go back and listen to our episodes with guests and other BTYO episodes and please follow if you enjoyed it.
And for future BTYO episodes, like we really want this to be, I guess, like a really transparent space between like our listeners and us. Yeah, we want this to kind of be like a one-on-one with our listeners as well and be a bit more vulnerable.
Yeah. And open up into what we're struggling with and how we're trying to like work through these things.
Yeah. And we'd love for you to, yeah, share the episode with anybody that you think would gain any value from these episodes as well. Like there's nothing that we would love more than to, as I said before, like spread the energy.
Yes.
So thanks for listening.
Catch you later.